I presume that Murari Gupta Prabhu just welcomed you all. Oh, this is a line-by-line translation. Yeah, I prefer to have simultaneous translation. Can we arrange that? Yeah, yeah. Can you tell them, those who need translation, to... Just take a minute to... Do we need translation to any other language? Who's going to do that translation? Yourself? You don't like to do that, huh? You don't like to do that, the simultaneous translation? I don't think so. Yeah, from Czech, but I don't need any translation. So, that's all set up now for... Okay. Yeah, I presume that Murari Gupta Das Adhikari just welcomed you all. I'll do the same. Welcoming everyone to his Grihastha Ashram, which is opened up for this festival to devotees who like to come. So I'm also welcoming, because he's my disciple. The disciple is supposed to think of everything as his guru's property. Guru thinks everything is Krishna's property. This, yeah, the traditional weather for the festival also. As Manidhar Prabhu was pointing out, this is Krishna's arrangement. So that we don't have anything else to do but come together and chant Hare Krishna and hear about Krishna. And yeah, it's pretty much every year. I first came here in 98, was it? Actually, in 1998. And I've been coming, I think I came every year since then. Right? 1 year I missed it, I just came early. So the idea was, first of all, that Murari Gupta Prabhu and some other devotees in Murja would have a little get together in the country, and mostly my disciples came. My disciples from Croatia, Slovenia, and Bosnia. And still, they're coming. But others are coming also. So as this festival expanded a bit, I thought it would be a good idea if Murari Gupta Prabhu could also invite some of the other regular preachers in this area. So this year we're graced with the presence of Smita Krishna Maharaj, Chandra Maharaj, Manidhar Prabhu, and Hare Krishna Prabhu, who is now a preacher in this area. So we're all the big shots sitting on the stage here. We're all little big shots. It means that we're all little men in the Hare Krishna movement, and by default, we became big men. It means we just, somehow or other, we survived, managed to keep our hands in our bead bags. Which I guess in the modern age is, considering the record, it's quite an achievement to keep your hand in the bead bag and keep on going. And somehow or other, we had the direct initiation from Srila Prabhupada, which we never thought would become a status symbol, but somehow or other it has. So that's our duty also to try to pass on the immense gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given the next generation and the generations to come. So we're inviting other devotees to come, and all of you will gradually also, by virtue of time, become senior and respected. When I joined, a four-year-old devotee was a very senior devotee. The movement hadn't been going on very long, so 4 years means it's quite a long time. It's all relative. So, this Lipa festival is, as all Hare Krishna festivals are, what do they consist of? Chanting the names of Krishna, hearing Krishna katha, associating with devotees, engaging in service to Krishna and taking Krishna prasadam. The same formula. Of course, there are many other things which can be done, and there are many alternative approaches to Krishna consciousness. But this festival, we're trying to keep it as an alternative to all the alternatives. Because nowadays, to do just the basic things and not do anything else is unusual. So, it's maybe considered orthodox, but then when you consider what is normal nowadays in festivals, this is maybe a bit of an unusual festival. We're trying to have a serious mood. Serious means from that comes blissfulness. Blissfulness of Krishna consciousness comes from Krishna consciousness, not from anything else. Of course, Krishna consciousness is not stereotyped, but it's also not a free-for-all, do whatever you like, however you like, whenever you like, according to the manoratam, the chariot of your mind. There are various rules and regulations offered by the acharyas. Srila Prabhupada uses that term. Offered rules offered by the acharyas. We can follow or not. As I said, Krishna consciousness is not stereotyped. There are various approaches. And I suppose this approach in this festival is influenced by my own approach, because, like I say, we started off as a gathering for my disciples and expanded a bit more, because we don't want to be sectarian. But I have a certain approach, trying to keep things serious. We'll try to maintain that. Serious, it doesn't mean that others are not serious, but trying to keep things as they used to be, without too many innovations. So it can be a little difficult, and it may seem to be somewhat undiplomatic, or it may cause pain to some. Just like, for instance, this Jambi, is that what it's called, that drum?
Jambi.
I just call it voodoo drum. It's practically taking over in ISKCON. So devotees like to bring, I'm just giving this as an example, there are so many things. And devotees may like to play it, but we just want to stick to the old, tried, trusted way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mridanga and cartels. Prabhupada said we are simple kirtan Mridanga. So that's, there are so many different kinds of seminars can be given and different kinds of things sung and different tunes sung during the Mangalarti, but we're just trying to keep it more or less the way that we understand within the basic guidelines that God gave us. And then there may, like I say, there may be variations and different approaches, but here we're trying to keep it old school, as they say. So we don't condemn anyone or any such thing. We're trying to keep a certain mood. And that mood is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. It's also a rule here that we try to keep controversial topics for when we leave. That's going on all year round. There are so many controversies. But at least at this festival, as much as possible, we want, because once we start discussing so many controversial points, there's no end to it. It goes on and on and on. But really the purpose of life is to hear and chant about Krishna. I'm not, as those of you who know me, shy of controversial topics. But at least sometimes we should, actually most of the time, if not all of the time, we should concentrate on Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan. And we can do that at this festival, if that's all right with everyone. So I'll do that. It's just an introductory talk. I'm not going to say much now. Okay. Welcome, the sadhus. Smita Krishna Maharaj is real sadhu. Cycling sadhu. Who ever heard of that?
Sadhu.
Didn't come by first class jet airplane. Probably didn't come by cycle this time, right? Not this time, but it's very much appreciated by devotees because it's just a natural consequence of the Krishna conscious movement expanding, and the number of sannyasis not expanding at the same rate that sannyasis may seem to get out of touch with the devotees who they're supposed to be part of. So, Smita Krishna Maharaj, time to time, gets on a bicycle and goes from house to house, devotees' house, and visits them, talks with them, chants Hare Krishna with them, takes prasad with them. So, of course, if all the sannyasis in ISKCON do that, it would be a lot better in many ways. But it's also an international organization. That's what I'm saying, it's not stereotype. Not everyone can do everything. We appreciate that example. Manida Prabhu is... Anyone have heard of book distribution? Well, if you didn't, that's also in some places part of the past tense of ISKCON. Manidhar Prabhu, it's very much present tense, and with him around, it's going to be future tense also. I was just considering this morning during this class that we... Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about controversial things. Well, the festival didn't start yet. This is just not quite controversial, almost. Anyway, there's a lot of interest in psychology in our movement these days, but just listen to Manigal Prabhu's classes where he was thinking how a book distributing devotees, without getting any college degree, they become experts in practical applied human psychology. They can understand how Bhagavad Gita works in action, not theoretically, dealing with various non-devotees who don't want books and they become convinced to take books, and police who want to arrest you and then convincing them not to arrest you, all this kind of thing. Of course, things have changed. In Germany now, it's officially. It used to be that they arrested you. Now, officially, the devotees are allowed to do book distribution. It's actually law, like in police training or something. So times have changed. Purnachandra Maharaj is apparently struggling physically with health, but as we saw last year, is spiritually very strong, very insightful, and very learned in Shastra.